olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
O se fuafuanga i lima tausanga taule soifua malaloina e anga isa alawa ia ila tō tangata yeitala anga surufai refugees wa whaalablo neile tu isaute sisi fosini. Mole urua i teimi o le nei fuafuanga wa aofia i se tau la inga e patino i tangata olo i emana o ngatu mau ma le ese ese o i tu ai ngā tangata. Altamaitaila o Sumaya Aman, lua sunrono tausanga na nga i se maima Afghanistan i le tausanga i lua fima le tolu ma lona tina amalo nauso e amata seisi o langa fau i Australia. Ina ua taunu mai sa ia taua o le whiuiu ia inga i le au aunanga le soifua maloloi nei Australia o se matua i lui tau tele.
It was actually quite difficult, especially not knowing English. My mum did not know English. It was just me, my mum and my sister. We didn't know any, like, we just had cousins, but we didn't know how to go to talk to a doctor or just go to the shops to buy something. It was always calling my auntie, hey, can you come and take us to these places? We didn't know how to drive.
Wavene o ia matausimai, the New South Wales Refugee Health Nurse Program, fai ngā ruenga patino lava mō ngāse ngāse whato a taunu mai au stadia, mai mana o mi au unanga tauri soifua maloloina. Watoe mana tua ie Sumaya le temi na ie iloai, e fōringa olona lumana i tonu le nei au unanga.
Back in Afghanistan, I would see women on the street begging and poor children just walking around begging for money. And at that moment of time, I said, I want to change this, you know. I want to change the community. I want to give something back to people. It feels amazing. It's like I'm giving back to the country that, you know, have provided support when I came to Australia and I'm giving it back to them as well.
Whai mai a ia na te langona, e ia isa sa o tanga whaaltangata o ia, mai tu ai ngā ngase ngase nei, o na olona fo itaimi na whato atau nuu mai ai I Australia.
I do have the lived experience, so especially the Afghans or any refugees that I do see, I know how they feel, and that gives me more empathy towards them.
O tausi soifua nei e peo Sumaya, na o mai whaatasi umai re whaalauloina o le New South Wales Refugee Health Plan, o se tau mawhainga e lima tausanga mō tangata iei tala anga surufai. O le atu ina atuai mō lātou ni awala e sidi atu ana whaingo fiei, o nō lātou maua le fisoswani tau le soifua maloloina e la lātou lamanga ngana, ia whaale lei ai lo lātou soifua manuia. O ni tūranga au tū o loo taula i eire sira sira, ia au sia, e au fieire maua, i le temi tala fea ngai o au aunanga taule soifua maloloina e mana o mia e tangata, o le wha mauti nolo o ngā tatonu tangata nei le tūranga taule tausinga, e meise ia lava ma a au au le tūranga i le au aunanga ma le tausinga e tu inane. O Dr. Mitchell Smith, o ia o le wha tonu o le New South Wales Refugee Health Service.
It's going to guide health services into providing responsive, what we call trauma-informed care for people of refugee background. We know people who come to New South Wales who are from a refugee background have been through extraordinary circumstances, and when they arrive, they are very unfamiliar with our health system. They might have specific health needs. And so what this plan does is continue the work of previous state plans in New South Wales to see that we provide receptive health care to the best of our ability in the health system.
Whai mai Smith, mō leo lua i teimi wa taula iei nei lea fuafuanga I kulupu ua whapatino iei le sila sila.
Focuses on some specific high-risk groups where we haven't seen a particular focus before. Some examples are those living with a disability who arrive in New South Wales, both children and adults. And also, this plan actually specifically mentions people from sexually diverse or gender diverse backgrounds, and a particular focus for them to provide equitable care.
Wafelua sefulu, e zidia ma le tolu sefulu wafe tangata na fato ai mai, ma taunu umai I lau fanua o ni usa walese, ma au mawai. Sauno ai le minister o soifua maloloina mo le state o Brad Hazard o tangata surufai nei o se vaenga taua.
This country is so much more interesting and has benefited so much for the cultural diversity that has come to our nation as a result of people coming sometimes voluntarily but other times because they needed help to escape, the refugees, those who are seeking asylum.
Ole minister moitu ai ngā nganu ese ese multiculturalism, Mark Curay, sa ia whaamamafa le tāua ole nei fuafuanga.
It is estimated that we will receive over 6,000 refugees here in New South Wales over the next few years. And this plan will address, I think, their concerns, their health issues, to ensure that, of course, refugees are getting the best health advice and quality of service.
Ole ripoti watu fatsia Francesca Di Nugio, ia mole SBS News, ia mafatliwina ai laungangana molo sirafia. Toi fia faafafonga I nisi tala faapea? Faafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.